Don't sneak up on me like that. No, you scared me. Okay, well, don't. I'm in the middle of homework. I have all this stuff due tomorrow. It's not like I've been exactly focused on my grades, considering everything that you have dragged me into lately. God, I was like finally getting into the zone. What are you doing here anyway? What? What? Oh, okay. What happened? What's wrong? Well, then why are you kissing me? Of course you can. In theory. But you don't. You never do. Not unless something is going on. No, really, you are never like this. Is everything okay? Did somebody hurt you again? No, I am not copying a feel. I'm checking you for, I don't know, bullet holes or something. Wait. I already bust this table. You can't just put me. Stop. Oh, stop. My homework. No, you just knocked them down, and I've barely had time to work on anything yet. Move. I'll pick them up myself. I came straight here to work after school, and I was the only one, of course, who could cover the closing shift, and I already worked my closing shift. I already closed the cafe. That's why I'm sitting in here doing my homework over leftover French fries. Dude, the cafe is closed. I locked up. How did you get in here? Don't. No, don't grab me. Let go. No, I said let go. As if I need you to drag me up off the floor. You're wrinkling my essay. And you're scaring me. How did you get into the cafe? What do you think you're doing here? Your fingers are digging into my arm. Thank you. Now tell me. Oh. So now you don't have anything to say. Convenient, isn't it? You are never going to change, are you? You showed up bruised and bloody on my doorstep the other night just begging for shelter. But I'm not allowed to ask questions. And now you break into my job. What, are you stalking me? But I don't deserve answers? Yeah, seems really fair, doesn't it? Really freaking caring of you. You know, I haven't even heard from you since you snuck out of my house the other morning. I get that you are laying low around school so that people don't ask questions about your black eye. But what I don't understand is you cutting me out. Me. You sneaking out of my bedroom window and just vanishing like that. Yeah, well, you did. And I haven't slept a single night since. Because if I'm not worried sick about your dumbass, then I am wide awake listening to every bump in the night. You won't even tell me who went after you. How am I supposed to know they aren't coming after me too? How am I supposed to know they're not outside watching me right now? No, do not try to kiss me right now. No. You can't fix this like that. Why? Because you throw me across the table of one of the booths? And everything's just better between us? You make out with me once, and I'm supposed to forgive you. You can't fix this like that. You can't fix any of this. And neither can I. No, I'm not going to. Yeah, well, maybe I do mean it. I don't know. Okay? Because you cannot be serious right now. Because you don't do right by me. And I see it. And I can't unsee it. Well, it pisses me off. I am angry that you hurt me. And I am angry that we both know it and we don't stop. We never stop. You keep wanting me back. I keep coming back and we both let it happen. Yeah, you want me to be honest? I hate how you treat me sometimes. And I hate that you just expect me to keep putting up with it when you could fix it. You could stop. And I don't know if I can keep doing it. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can. That's fine. Yeah, well, at least I get paid to bust the tables. It's fine. Give me the napkins. I'll clean up the ketchup. It's fine. What's one more mess, right? Nothing. No, nothing. It's just, I have been doing everything I possibly can to avoid my house ever since you showed up that night. Because I can't stand being there alone after what happened. Not even knowing if I'm safe. I quite frankly don't know how you can stand not knowing if I'm safe, avoiding me like this. Yeah, shows you're a really caring person, doesn't it? I've eaten dinner here at work, at the cafe, every night this week. I did my homework here. I thought it feels better here. That this place was sort of comforting and that it was going to keep me safe. Here you are, and right now those are feeling like some pretty big windows. Anybody could be out there looking in, watching me. Well, that's what you did, right? Tracked me down to the cafe and got inside. How do I know someone else isn't going to do the same thing? How do I know that they're not going to sneak in? That they're not already in here? That they're not going to come grab me and try to kiss me and hurt me? How do I know that you're alone? God, do not look at me like that! No. You don't get to be offended right now. I didn't do anything to you. I don't know what to think about you anymore. I don't feel like I even know you anymore. This person who keeps hurting me, knowing they're hurting me, and they just keep doing it. I'm supposed to kiss you and love you and... No, you know, this isn't some kind of boxing match. I'm sorry, okay, if that question was hurtful. But just because you don't want to give me any answers doesn't mean I'm going to stop asking. I'm not going to shut up. You think you're protecting me, but you're not. No, you're not. I am scared and alone and confused, and that's... barely even half of what's happening here. I am also losing one of the most important relationships in my life. I care about you, and I am sad, and I am lonely, and I want comforted. I need comforted. And all I have to surround myself with are coworkers and this cafe and the pepper spray I put on my keyring. What does that even mean? What are you gonna do? Yeah. How is anything gonna change tonight? It's not. Look, I get that you wanna protect me. But you haven't. You haven't, and I wish you did. You want me to feel safer? Then start talking to me. You came to me the other night when you needed someone. You can still rely on me. And you can tell me what's going on. Yes, you can. Yes! You can. Don't say that. Don't. And don't go trying to leave again. Where are you going? No. You come back here. I don't care. Don't try to push me off. Then stop walking away. Come here. You break into my job. You grab me. You're kissing me, but you won't give me answers, and you want me to let you off the hook. Just like that. You want to protect me from something I don't understand, but you won't even protect me from you. From how you're treating me. No, you can't just keep dipping every time I demand answers. Well, if you keep leaving, then you can't keep coming back. Not to kiss me. Not to just vanish again. You didn't even say goodbye. What are you talking about? What does that mean, this time? Okay, fine. I won't force you to keep talking to me. Goodbye. You can leave the cafe and go home. I'll see you at school. Fine. Then keep skipping. What do I care? No. No what? Dude, what does that mean? Why are you not going to see me at school? Why are you saying goodbye? Are you going somewhere? No. No. Listen, I am begging you. If there is so much that I don't understand, if you really are protecting me, then just tell me. Talk to me, damn it. Please. Yes, you can. Don't say that. You can. I know you can. Then why did you come all the way here just to tell me you're leaving? No, please, please. Okay, I promised myself I wasn't going to ask you again. I wasn't going to beg, but please. Why? Why not? Where are you going? Please, please, don't do this. Please. Please. Stay with me. Right here. Please. Please.